Dear Perry, I swept out the bottom floor today. I didn't realize how much dirt we track in. Swept it all out into a desert. You hate deserts, huh? Your look of disgust every time we arrived at one said as much. Still, I wouldn't mind seeing that expression again if it meant that you were here to make it. I'm sorry for going through your things, by the way. I had to find an ID for the hospital and in case you needed to travel. I found a passport.
You.
A passport. You told me of a time before all this, when your pulse would quicken at the thought of the world beyond your doorstep. And yet a small part of you that existed before all this hoped. Hoped for a future in which you could experience far-flung places. The more I clean, the more questions I have. I found a violin. You never mentioned playing, and yet there it lay without the expected layer of dust. You played it recently enough that particles didn't have time to rest there. I'm sorry if you stopped playing because of me. You're quiet about your love of music, but it had a way of sneaking in. Your humming permeated every level of the house. You couldn't help singing with a mountain. I hope your humming returns soon. I'm no good at filling the silence with moan like you were. Maybe I could hear you play with your violin? If that's all right. I'll stamp out a beat and you can play, and maybe we'll even get Mo to sing. With you here, I think that'd be possible. Possible. That's what it feels like when you're around. Like things are possible. But with you gone, I don't know how finding you is possible. You'd probably tell me to take it one step at a time. Go take a nap. Start fresh tomorrow. You're great at giving yourself time, but I'm not like that. I'm afraid I'll get stuck in a rut again, making excuses for myself with every sunrise. There's a place in between the push to find you and the pull to become the world's most well-traveled hermit. Never stepping outside again, else risking losing the lighthouse. Whatever happens, I hope these letters find you. I hope that you know that I'm thinking of you. You have not been abandoned. See you soon, Perry. Benny.
We hope you've enjoyed Benny's Paper Airplanes. We have one more until our Season 2 premiere, and from now until August 27th, you'll get a special edition Paper Airplane sticker if you become a patron on our Patreon at patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We're also conducting a listener survey. We at The Far Meridian would like to know who's wandering with us, what you love, and if you might be interested in merch. Check it out at whisperforge.org/TFMsurvey. And, as ever, may you always find your way.